Kids in Airdrie who were hoping to dress up like a princess or pirate and attend a fancy gala will have to wait another year. Organizers of the annual Pirates and Princesses Gala and fundraiser pulled the plug on the event for the second year in a row due to enhanced public health restrictions and a limit on in-person gatherings. The gala was held at the Airdrie Town and Country Center in 2019 and 2020 and raised funds for several local charities. The family-friendly gala allowed for a fun evening of dressing up, with food, drinks, activities, and performances for kids and their parents. We were told with all this stuff going on we should probably wait because we don't know what the rules or the restrictions are going to be, said organizer Mike Lauman, who added there are currently no intentions to reschedule the event for later in the year. Lauman said the main concern was that not enough people would be allowed to attend in order to make the gala worthwhile and profitable in terms of fundraising. While lots of volunteers help out, he said the event is still costly in terms of renting the space and paying for all the food and entertainment that come with it. If the restriction said we can only have so many people, only 100, well, we need 200 to make it profitable and worth it, he said. It wouldn't be worth all the time and work, and we probably wouldn't raise very much money after it was all said and done. The inaugural event in 2019 managed to raise $5,000, while just under $7,000 was raised in 2020. Proceeds supported various local non-profits, including Soap for Hope YYC, Volunteer Airdrie Society, and the Sober Friends Society. The idea of a pirate and princess-themed fundraising gala emerged when Lauman's friend mentioned she had a bunch of princess dresses that could be used to raise funds in some way. The initial idea was to organize a father-daughter princess party, but someone then suggested they include pirates into the theme as well. Everyone was like, yeah, let's do that, and it sounded like a great idea and we just rolled with it, Lauman said. He noted the event was very well attended in the first 2 years and was nearly sold out. Though the event is cancelled for another year, anybody feeling generous can still support each organization that would have benefited from the gala through their websites. SoapForHopeCanada.ca, VolunteerAirdrie.ca, and SoberFriendsSociety.org. Lauman, who is also the president of the Sober Friends Society, said the organization also collects bottles to bring in monetary donations, since they can't hold any fundraising events. To donate bottles, email info@thesoberfriendssociety.org or contact Lauman directly at 587-439-5200. He added the Sober Friends Society also hosts a monthly paint night for people who want to get sober, are sober, or just lead a sobriety-focused lifestyle. An artist who taught herself to paint while getting sober comes in and teaches people to paint. We have painting, pizza, beverages, friendly conversations, and it's really all for like-minded people, Lauman said. The next paint night this month is already full, but those interested in future iterations can find the event via the Sober Friends Society Facebook page and sign up.